Welcome to episode 1195 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week and next, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. However, we will do so with a twist. We examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. Today, we consider the contemporary Christian standard, Goodness of God. This song has rapidly become a ubiquitous and beloved anthem within contemporary Christian worship, resonating deeply with countless believers across the globe. At its core, the hymn is a profound declaration and celebration of God's unfaltering and constant goodness, proclaimed not just as a theological concept, but as a lived reality. It serves as a powerful reminder that regardless of life's circumstances, the inherent nature of God is one of benevolence, faithfulness, and pursuing love. Its simple yet powerful melody, combined with its accessible lyrics, has made it a staple in church services, conferences, and personal devotionals, offering a steady anchor in an ever-changing world. The lyrical journey of Goodness of God is deeply personal and experiential, charting the singer's recognition of divine goodness through various stages of life, from the foundational acknowledgement that God has been good, from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head to rest. The song expands to encompass a lifetime of divine faithfulness. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. The imagery of God's goodness chasing and following the worshiper is particularly vivid and impactful, painting a picture of an active, relentless, and all-encompassing love that pursues and surrounds the believer in every season. This narrative progression invites listeners to reflect on their own experiences, recognizing the pervasive presence of God's kindness and provision in their past, present, and future. Ultimately, Goodness of God functions as both a testimony and an act of surrender. By repeatedly affirming God's unfailing goodness, the hymn strengthens faith and cultivates trust, declaring, "I will sing of the goodness of God." It culminates in a declaration of lifelong commitment and steadfast praise, asserting that, "My life is a testimony to the goodness of God." This hymn profoundly impacts listeners by shifting their focus from fleeting circumstances to the unchanging character of God, inspiring a response of worship, reliance, and a deep abiding peace rooted in the assurance that God's goodness is eternal and ever-present.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your
Let's get deep. The hymn, Goodness of God, while directly praising the character of God the Father, profoundly deepens our understanding of Jesus because he is the ultimate, tangible embodiment and revelation of that very goodness. The song allows us to grasp Jesus' nature as the active, personal, and relentless expression of God's benevolent character in human history and in our individual lives. Goodness of God helps us see Jesus as the living demonstration of divine goodness. The lyrics speak of God's goodness chasing and following us and being faithful all my life. It is through Jesus' incarnation, his teachings, his miracles of healing and provision, and ultimately his selfless sacrifice on the cross, that this pursuing, faithful, and unconditionally good nature of God is most clearly manifested. Jesus is not just a messenger about God's goodness. He is God's goodness made visible, showing us what God's love looks like in action, how it cares for the sick, feeds the hungry, forgives the sinner, and raises the dead. He is the very embodiment of the unwavering love the song proclaims. The hymn fosters a deeper understanding of Jesus as the source of our security and the object of our trust, which is rooted in God's faithfulness. When the song declares, "Your goodness is chasing, it's chasing after me," it vividly depicts an active, relentless love. For believers, this chasing goodness is primarily experienced through the work of Jesus, his spirit dwelling within us, his promises enduring, and his victory over sin and death assuring our future. Understanding this active pursuit of goodness as being accomplished and mediated through Jesus leads us to place our complete reliance on him, recognizing he is the one who secures our salvation, provides for our needs, and guides our steps from the moment I wake up till I lay my head to rest. The song thus directs our adoration not just to a vague concept of goodness, but to the person of Jesus through whom that goodness fully flows. Next week, we will share another song inspired by this hymn. But for today, remember God's goodness is not distant or theoretical, but is actively pursuing us through the person and work of Jesus. Let this song remind us to reflect on how Jesus has been faithful in our lives and continues to surround us with his love. May our days be marked by gratitude, trust, and joyful worship as we testify to the goodness of God. Father, thank you for your unchanging goodness that we see so clearly in Jesus, who came to pursue, save, and guide us in love. Help us to trust in your faithfulness each day, remembering that your goodness is with us in every season. May our lives be a testimony of praise as we walk in the assurance of your steadfast love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.